Taken by the optometrist. Age gap breeding 18. Breeding erotica, virgin erotica. Written by Kimmy Welsh. Narrated by Sierra Klein. Taken by the optometrist. Age gap breeding 18. Breeding erotica, virgin erotica. Going for an eye exam was something I used to hate growing up. I'd usually have an old man's face right next to mine, whose breath regularly stank of coffee, quietly shining his light right into my pupils. It was the only time a stranger ever really got that close to me. Now, it's a different story. I started seeing this new optometrist, Dr. Adams, who was much more handsome than the ones of the past few years. The added bonus, of course, was that I no longer had to endure lengthy, uncomfortable eye exams with Mr. Proctor, my previous eye doctor. Now I could go and visit the dreamy Dr. Adams and have him up close and personal. He was a point of desire for many of my friends. Being older than us scored him some points already, but added to that, the fact that he had this kind of uniform he always wore, consisting of his long white coat and thin sweater. The fact he was also handsome meant he was off the charts as far as they were concerned. Dr. Adams had scheduled me an appointment a month or so ago, saying he'd leave a slot in his timetable for me. I sat in the waiting room after checking in with his receptionist. She was a 60-something woman that I think he'd picked out specially. I think he didn't want the distraction of having a younger, more desirable receptionist. And this one had an air of professionalism around her that told me she'd been doing this kind of work for decades. The door of his treatment room opened, and out walked a patient in his 40s, who thanked Dr. Adams and headed for the exit. A short while later, his door opened again, and he emerged with a clipboard, scanning it as he looked down. "Ms. Stone," he called, looking around the empty waiting room and pretending not to see me. "Here," I smiled, getting to my feet.
"How are you?"
he said, giving a smile to the receptionist and offering me into his room. "Good," I said.
"Any headaches?"
"Only the ones my parents give me."
"Ah, I can sympathize there. But I don't have a remedy for that, I'm afraid. Even after 25 years in the job."
I sat in the chair and stared forward at the rows of letters opposite, lit up on the wall.
"No cheating,"
he said. "I'm not."
"How is your vision generally?"
he asked.
"What's the lowest row you can read there?"
He moved behind me, dimming the light of the room so that the board in front became brighter. Third from the bottom, maybe?"
"Go ahead."
I made my way along the row, squinting at the fuzzy, tiny letters. It was harder than it looked. "How'd I do?" I said, when I made it to the end of the row.
"I'm just gonna put these on you,"
Dr. Adams said, emerging from behind me with a pair of ridiculous-looking spectacles. "Are you trying to make me look stupid?" I laughed. He placed them carefully over my ears and adjusted one or two things around the lenses.
"How about now?"
he said. I looked back to the row I'd stumbled through and realized immediately that I'd gotten several of the letters wrong. "I can probably read the bottom now," I said.
"Go on."
I breezed through it, forgetting that the glasses were the sole reason for my sudden change in performance. I felt like a superhero.
"I'm afraid it looks like you need glasses,"
Dr. Adams said. Ugh. I'd kind of suspected it, but the confirmation still sucked.
"It's not all that bad,"
he said.
"We have a nice range outside."
"You're not just doing this to sell them, are you?"
"You saw it yourself," he said. "You couldn't read it without the glasses. Let's do a few more tests."
We ran through the rest of his assessment. He put different colored backdrops on the board and asked which black circle was clearer, squirted dye into my eye, and put a big machine to my pupils and switched out the lenses on my ridiculous set of glasses several times. The whole thing was strangely intimate. There we were, in the privacy of that warm, dark room, just him and me. We could do anything in here, and no one would have any idea.
"Better or worse?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?